Hertz Donut is the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform-free toppings and amped-up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P Street, downtown. Get there, like now.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick, Liz sitting in for JP today, and it's time for another edition of Date 'em or Dump 'em, brought to you by Hertz Donut. Hertz Donut is the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform-free toppings and amped-up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P Street downtown. Get there, like now. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick, Liz sitting in again for JP, and this morning we've got another edition of Date 'em or Dump 'em. John contacted us. He went on a first date with Samantha, and now not getting a call back.
Uh-oh.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. All right, so John, tell us about how you met Samantha and your date.
Oh, don't say it too loud, but I ended up going on Tinder. Yeah, I know.
That's a shame of your game.
That's all right, dude. They both guys and gals have to be on Tinder for that thing to work.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, you know, I got a rep to protect. You know how it is. Anyway.
Sure.
We had a lot in common. You know, I was divorced, had two kids. She had two kids. So I was thinking, hey, this is going to be easy.
Okay.
So then, you know, we went out on St. Patty's Day, put down a couple pops back. You know, having a good time, and I knew we didn't have the kids, so I'm like, score.
Okay.
So then,
all right.
You know, and she, you know, Samantha's pretty hot, so I, you know, I figured, you know, we had a real good time and everything. So, not to get into too many details, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, long story short, things led from one thing to another, you know, and the next thing I know, we're over at Sam's house, you know, doing that whole thing, and obviously the rest is history. You know what I mean? So I figured, you know, I have a certain rule, you know what I mean? I don't want to be overbearing. So I figured if I leave a voicemail, maybe 30 seconds on the cell phone, maybe she gets back to me, maybe send her out a little bit of a, hey, good morning, how you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Time texting, you know, trying to keep it simple, you know what I mean? But, you know, haven't heard from her.
Okay.
So you did the morning after call?
So Monday, was it Monday or Sunday? Which day did you guys go out? Saturday?
Yeah, St. Patty's Day, hangover Monday.
Okay,
all
so,
right.
Yeah, so Monday, right there with you. It's Thursday, haven't heard from her, call a radio station. Gotcha. I'm in on this. I like it.
Work quick. I like it.
How was the conversation? Yeah. Like, how did in the next morning, how did that go? Like, when she was leaving or you were leaving or whatever
was
happening?
Said you were at her house, so you had to do the leaving. Okay. How did that go?
Well, other than having to be concerned about biting my arm off because she was laying on top of it, no, it was pretty fine, you know what I mean? I was over there, I had the best time, you know what I mean? I had to go to work in the morning, so I sort of had to be out real quick, so I went up and got a glass of water, gave her a kiss on the forehead, and, you know, sort of left.
Well, that's a nice little goodbye. That's
that was
nice
really
that you
nice.
Went and got her a glass of
really
water
nice
and stuff.
Considering you almost went coyote ugly about 20 seconds earlier.
I was just about to say, were you trying to make a coyote ugly reference there? Okay.
You see that?
How many times have you texted or called her or anything like that in the last few days?
Well, it's been like about a week, so I'd have to say, you know, I give my usual, you know what I mean? It's like I give her, you got to figure yourself, you know, what, I'd say like a few times. I don't want to text too much because I don't want to be annoying. And, you know, the rejection's the worst part now, you know?
Okay.
So you just, it's been radio silence. Like, she hasn't said anything to you. When you, like, gave her a kiss on the cheek, how did she react? Did she, like, wake up? Was she like, okay, bye? Or was she just, like, turn over and pretend
no,
like
No, she was absolutely motionless.
Oh, okay.
Is she dead?
Yeah. Oh, what
are
you?
Is she still dead?
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Has not
no
moved.
Energy in the morning, you know what I mean?
Rigor mortis is kicked in.
Well... I guess we should call her and find out, because now I'm curious. I'm curious as to the fact, because you mentioned you're divorced. You haven't been back out there that long, going from Monday to on the radio by Thursday morning. I mean, that's on the quick side.
He is not the first that we've had on Date 'em or Dump 'em the ones that always get me is, hey, we went on a date Saturday. Here I am on a Tuesday
at
calling
least
you guys. I know. He waited past Tuesday to get to Thursday. So. That's good. All right, let's do this.
All right, John, we're going to call up Samantha and find out what happened on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. All right, get your guesses in on Facebook and Twitter. You can DM us on Facebook, KX969. We love it when you reply in GIF form, so get your best guess. What do you think it was between John and Samantha after their St. Patrick's Day date? If you get it right, or if you have the funniest GIF on Facebook and Twitter, you could score that $25 Hertz Donuts gift card, or you can always call us. Get your guesses in, 466-9696.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, part two of Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. We're going to get Samantha on the line and find out what really happened on St. Patrick's Day. You can also tweet us at KZKX969.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It is time for part two of Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, brought to you by Hertz Donuts at 9th and P Street downtown. Get there like now. JP Lauren, Husker Nick, Liz sitting in for JP. And we already talked to John on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em here. Went out on a St. Patrick's Day date with Samantha. Sounds like they got real lucky on St. Patrick's Day. Had a nice time.
Nailed it.
Waiting to use that joke. But they had a nice time. Obviously, we all had to work on Monday, and so John had to sneak out, but he texted and called. Samantha has not heard anything since. So, Samantha, good morning.
Morning.
Hi. So, we are actually calling to talk to you about a date you went on recently. Yeah, a guy named John. Do you remember John?
Oh, John. You mean the guy who pissed on my floor?
The guy, wait a minute. Hang on. The guy who didn't know what now?
What?
You say pits?
Yeah. Nope. He did not say pits. say that again.
No, I'm afraid I did. He peed on my floor.
What are you talking about?
You know, sometimes that'll happen after St. Patty's Day.
All right. You're going to need to elaborate.
Yep. We're going to need an explanation.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a good time. We had a fun night, all that. But waking up to a giant piss puddle on the side of my bed is a bit of a turnoff.
Yeah, that'll do that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I thought I was dreaming. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night. I saw him standing next to the bed peeing, and I must have, like, passed back out.
I got a buddy who does this.
Oh, no. So you didn't say anything at the moment.
I'm sorry?
You didn't say anything when you, like, rolled over and saw that? Were you just, like, stunned from shock?
I was, like, in a groggy haze, I think. You know, we had had a few drinks, more than a few.
Yeah. Oh, no. Sure.
So I must have, like, just fell back asleep. And when I woke up, he was gone. So I didn't have to work. I slept in, and I kind of forgot. I think I thought it was a dream or something.
Yeah.
Until I stepped in the puddle.
You can't do that. Ew, and it's cold by now, so it's even grosser.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
And you
I don't
know what it is. Or warm, better and now you got cold pee-pee on your feet.
That'll jog your memory.
There's cold pee-pee.
Bring that dream.
Did you have socks on? So you looked down and they were yellow, and you're like, oh my God, he was dehydrated.
Oh wow. He was trying to save water. We were in water restrictions.
That's right. That is true. What if that's what was happening? He was like, water restriction city. Let's save it, and we'll be just fine. I'll just pee over here.
I have a
buddy from college, Todd, good guy. But every time he'd drink, if he passed out, there'd be a moment where about 30 minutes later, he's just peeing on something. And it would happen all the time. He lost a couple relationships over this bad boy.
Well, we might have one right here. Okay, so Samantha, I don't know if you've ever heard Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, but how this works is John called us to find out why you weren't getting back to him, so he's waiting on the line now. So, John?
Oh. Go with the water restriction
thing. Hey, how you doing, Samantha? Long time no talk.
Are you going to explain yourself?
You don't sound embarrassed.
It's not at all the way it went from what I remember. I do remember, you know, being in that scenario, being a little banged up, but I happen to have woken up to a terrible sound that, if we're going to put it out there like that, Sam, you know, I got up into an astonishing snoring sound like I was in a truck stop or something. So I had woken up with her snoring.
What does that have to do with peeing on the floor?
So you were like, you know what, take this, throw rug.
I will take snoring all day long. I made my break, you know what I mean? I went to the bathroom. got the glass of water and came back. I know for a fact walking through the maze of climbing all the toys over the kids and everything to get to the bedroom was a bit of a challenge, but that wasn't pee there, dear. That was the glass of water that I left for you that you might have knocked over maybe on the floor. I don't
she
know.
She said it was on your side of the bed, John. I feel like
Nice try.
Did you taste it to see if it was water?
Did you taste 100%, it?
100%, my man. Avion, I do believe.
Avion?
I mean, I was talking about her making a joke like peas on the floor.
Yeah. How do you know?
Yeah, you know, and then I ended up going back in there, and it was a weird stench and everything like that. In the meantime, she was farting while she was sleeping.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. So we've got a serial snorer and farter who knocks over the cup of water you left her.
John, I feel like you're...
In spite of all that, you still wanted to go on another date, too. You are a gentleman.
Maybe
a serial killer. I don't know. John, I'm getting a little freaked out.
I feel like you had a different opinion about her before she called you out on the peeing on the floor.
I know. Okay, this has happened twice this week,
guys. Serial killer, you might want to see my handwriting.
Oh, my God. What? So you're saying you are a serial killer?
I don't know what's happening anymore. again, I feel like we're not getting this one back together.
Right.
Well, I mean, we haven't asked, you know.
We will offer you guys another date. We will pay for dinner and a movie if that is what you both still want. I think I know the answer.
I'm going to go with Sam.
I don't know.
He has his bladder under control.
I mean, at this point, I'd be more concerned about the hurling.
Next time, I'll wear Depends.
Don't worry about it.
Depends and...
Put on some rubber sheets and you'll be fine.
Absolutely.
I've got a kid. I have just potty trained my kid. I don't need to be.
Yeah, true.
Fair enough.
About that with an adult.
Okay. Well, wow. John, now you know.
Well, yeah, and that's half the battle.
I guess so.
I love it. He's so resilient. Like,
I do.
Get to swiping, John. There's gonna be someone on Tinder. Jump on Bumble too.
Yeah.
There's going to be someone out there that matches that enthusiasm. Our friend Coryell Thomas. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Just stay on the line.
We'll get you her number.
Yes.
We're good.
We'll hook you up with
you
her
You guys
number.
Will work out great together.
Well, thank
as
you both for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
God.